shot. He scores! And the Ballers win! Helena is no longer undefeated!
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Barons win! Barons win!
Cody Jansen stopped 92 out of 95 shots, including a penalty shot in overtime. Somehow he still only wound up the third star of the game.
You like that?
Jansen has a heart.
Y'all smoked it crack!
It's World Hockey Report, Cody Jansen. Joined now by Jenna Trubiano, Michigan Women's ACHA Head Coach. Interview brought to you by SeatGeek. Use promo code WHR on SeatGeek. Save $20 off your first purchase. Promo code WHR. Jenna, how's it going?
It's going a lot better now that we've got our Instagram account back, so we're doing well.
Big news on the social media front. Michigan's women's hockey team has their Instagram account back. How's the summer been, though? Obviously, you guys are wrapping up for another season.
Yeah, summer's been great, really busy. After one of my tweets blew up, I think it was in March, I've been asked to come on a lot of podcasts and I've been interviewed. So it's been exciting learning how to talk in front of a screen. But I'm super excited about our team. We've had two practices so far and I'm very excited for our season. Our players are excited. Our captains are excited. So it's everything's very exciting and a lot of momentum from last year is carried over into this year. So we're excited.
And we'll talk about the team and the season in a little bit here, but you brought up the tweet, the attention that was grabbed with it. Michigan doesn't have an NCAA women's hockey team, which is still crazy. I remember the first time I read it, I'm pretty sure I spent 20 minutes on Google being like, there's no way this is true. It's insane to me, but obviously you've been running the ACHA program for a while. Talk to me about that situation, you know, how it's affected you, what are the next steps, and really what you're hoping to accomplish to move the program forward.
Yeah, I think growing up in Michigan, I played for Little Caesars, and just throughout the recruiting process, all NCAA D1 programs, with the exception of Wayne State at the time, which had folded in 2011, so I was still in high school, there were no opportunities to play Division I hockey in the state of Michigan, so a lot of the elite women, they looked elsewhere, including Ohio State, because they are very good now, and they're relatively close, but just going through the recruiting process, and just it's absurd that the state of Michigan doesn't have a Division I program, and my recruitment process, I had some Division I offers and some Division III offers, but I was accepted to the University of Michigan, and academically I knew that's what I wanted. And there was an option to play for the ACHA Division I program at Michigan. So that's what kind of led me there. Obviously, the football games are awesome. Our students get that full Big Ten experience, I would say. And just really realizing what Michigan women's hockey was as a student really led me to come back as a coach and try to elevate this program to the next level and do everything I can. Try to recruit top players that want to get a top education and want to play for a competitive program. So those are sort of my goals going forward, is just take it day by day, step by step. It's going to be a long process, but I'm in it for the long haul.
So are there conversations with the school then right now about, hey, how do we make this an NCAA program? Are they interested in even hearing about it, or where's that at?
That's a great question. Personally, I have not been contacted. I've heard rumors that they have been talking about it. In 1997, there was a proposal to push our program as well as men's soccer up to Division I. And instead of women's ice hockey, they pulled women's water polo up to Division I, citing that the cost to support a women's hockey program would cost more than putting on a women's water polo program. So that was sort of the last time we've been at that stage, the final step, I would call it. But there's always conversations. I go out and recruit, and everybody always asks, like, oh, are you guys getting a Division I program? I'm like, well, I don't think they would tell me if we were to get one. I think it's the conversation I may or may not be involved in, but it is probably the top question that I get every time I'm out and about. So,
well, I love water polo, but hockey's definitely a little bit more up there for what I'm suited for. Okay, it's interesting, though, that you mention you might not be involved in those conversations. Why do you think that is? Do you think club sports just doesn't get the respect it rightfully deserves? Or do you think that there's actually bigger issues going on behind the scenes where maybe it is a little bit more than is it sustainable or not?
I think... probably to touch on both sides of the question you just asked. So we do fall within the club sports umbrella at the University of Michigan, which at Michigan, we fall within student life, which is the university, and the Michigan Athletic Department operates completely separate from the university and the academia side. So we report up through a different structure than the athletic department. And we do use athletic facilities. Obviously, we have to pay to rent ice at Yost. But I think, one, I really, really don't like the word club. I think that there's nothing really club about our program besides the fact that we, you know, some may view us in that category, but we are a competitive program. So, I don't really like the word club, although we fall under club sports. And then,
well, I think everything's a club in a sense. It's a team, right? It's a club. I get it. It's got this whole, you call it a derogatory thing from, I mean, maybe club hockey past, but realistically it's a club. It's an organization that's not run by the school. So it's, you know, something that's student run for the most part, or ex-alumni, stuff like that.
Correct. And on the athletic department side, there were a lot of changes within Michigan hockey the past few months. And ultimately, it would be their decision to support a Division I program at the university. So, like I said, I'm not really sure if I would be involved in those conversations. I think I've been around long enough. I've been around for 9 years to see how this program has grown, and that the brand of our program could help a varsity program. So I'd be happy to contribute to those conversations if I were invited.
Well, no kidding. You should be involved in those. You don't need to say it. I will. Like, you've put enough time and effort into the program that if they're not buzzing your phone asking you for some stuff, there's bigger issues there. Now let's talk about the program itself, though, and sustainability. What type of interest are you getting? You've got good social medias. You've got followings on there. Are fans starting to take notice? Are the alumni sticking around? Are there donors? Or is this a program really where it's like other ACHA ones or lower end ones where it is pay to play and, you know, it's kind of parents may or may not show up?
Yeah, I think as of recent, last season was a big year for us trying to get a grasp of what direction we want to go in. Was the COVID season. So 2020, 2021, we didn't skate at all. So for us, in the direction that the players want to go, we want to be more competitive. We're engaging with alumni. You know, we have some potential donors to help us for our costs for this year and the next couple of years. We're taking two big trips this season, which will be massive for us. So we're going out to Utah, and also we're going to Arizona State, which will be super exciting for our program. And just the momentum that Michigan men's varsity has for their hockey program, it's starting to translate towards us. And the fact that Ohio State just won a national championship, any Michigan fan is rattled by that, to hear that Ohio State just won a national championship in something that Michigan can't even compete with because we're not of the same status. So we're definitely gaining traction, gaining momentum. Some of those that aren't necessarily followers of women's hockey are starting to follow us because we have great social media. We've got NCAA transfers. We're bringing in great players that want to play for the University of Michigan, and this is their only option. But we're going to be really competitive this season, and we're looking to continue to build on our third place finish at our league tournament last season. So very exciting.
So I haven't seen any national rankings yet, but where does the team fall under right now? Where do you think you're sitting in the ACHA Division I rankings?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see us in the top 10. I think that with a lot of the other programs we compete against that are enrollment driven or NAIA programs, they tend to be able to recruit more than us, and also our students all have to get into Michigan on the student application cycle and have to, you know, have really, really good grades to get in, as well as be stellar athletes. So for us, I think I'd like to see us in the top 10, but honestly, if we came in lower than that, I'm happy to surprise some people on the ice.
Travel the world and watch sports with Sports Travel Tours. How about the English Premier League? Get up close at one of the F1's Grand Prix from Monaco to Singapore and beyond. To the NFL packages, the games in London, and to any across the U.S. Watch the Oilers and Flames with road trip packages to Vegas and beyond. Or if you're a hockey nut like us, the Spangler Cup is a must-see event. Watch Canada this December in Davos at our favorite championship of the year. For details and more, visit sportstraveltours.com today.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
Is it very similar situation for you at Michigan then, say, compared to some of the ACHA teams out west where Williston and Minot can charge kids $3,000-$4,000 to go to school for the year? And that's obviously a huge recruiting tool versus the big schools that are going to be charging $30,000-$40,000 for a year. Like, how big of a factor does that play in the women's hockey scene right now?
I think it plays quite a big factor now that we're seeing those smaller schools that can offer some financial aid, you know, not scholarships, but something maybe like a merit scholarship or nothing athletic, just to clarify. Obviously Michigan in-state tuition is probably like 15 to 17K, but when you're talking out of state, and when I talk to out of state students, it's definitely a barrier for them. We've got quite a few out of state students on our roster this season. But it is something that when you want to play hockey at a university, you know, $3,000 to $4,000 versus $70,000, that's significant. However, the University of Michigan is a great school. It's one of the top schools in the nation. You'll get a different experience than if you were to go to a smaller school. And that's what sold me on the University of Michigan. And I think once students come to campus and they realize they can make the campus a lot smaller, but they can also make it really big and go to football games and go to men's hockey games. I think that's worth it to a lot of students.
Well, I just think from a competitive advantage standpoint, I think that's the biggest hurdle in talking with a lot of ACHA and now, what is it, the CHF, whatever the new one is that the men started. Again, and there's all the infighting, you know about it. That's just the hockey world in general. But I mean, we're running out of time here. I got to ask about the team this year. How's it looking? I know you just announced your captains. Give some shout outs. Who should we be watching on the team this year? And you got a big exhibition game against Windsor. Obviously, that's a cool telltale task.
Absolutely. I think first and foremost, our goaltender, Sandrine Poneth, she's from California. She's going to be a sophomore this season, but she's easily the top goaltender in the nation. And she was last year as a freshman. So we're super excited to have her back. She'll be our starting goaltender. Our captain, Mickey Rubin, we're also super excited to have her back and have her leading the team. She's a transfer from Nazareth College. So last season was her first season as a junior. And we had some troubles with COVID and navigating our roster last season. So we're really excited. We've got a very big roster, very deep roster. Definitely watch out for Mickey and Sandrine. And I think just we have a really big senior class as well that's ready to contribute, knows what they want to do off the ice and on the ice. So.
Who's your big rival? Is it Michigan State? Like, do they have an ACHA team? Yeah,
they do have an ACHA team. So we open and close our season with them. So October 1st, we open with them at Mount Clemens Ice Arena, which is where I actually grew up playing. And then we host them at Yost on, I think, February 18th. So we open and close with them. So it'll be great, great turnouts. I'm fairly confident in where we're at, but it's always a great game when we play them, a lot of emotions.
So you're guaranteeing 4 wins is what you're saying.
Yeah. Hopefully more overall in the season, but yeah.
Okay. I think more on the season. I'm meaning against Michigan State. Hey, can people watch these online or or is there a way to find?
Yeah, so our games are streamed through Arbor Broadcasting, and we promote it on our social media. So we're at UMichW Hockey across all socials now, which is great. So be on the lookout for those links. They also have a website. I believe it's arborbroadcasting.com, but they essentially volunteer their time to come to our games and broadcast because they want to get us out there. So huge shout out to Arbor Broadcasting.
And how can people support the team if they want? Is there a place to make some donations, just follow, share? I mean, floor is yours, promote the team.
Yeah, we do have a donation link. So it's on our website. It's in our link tree on our socials. You know, we are a club team at the university, so any donation helps. It'll go towards transportation costs, equipment, literally everything. So we greatly appreciate those that donate. We're also working on an online merchandise store. So we'll have that coming out pretty soon. Just kind of got held up with all the Instagram stuff. And then just promoting and sharing on social media, interacting with us always helps too, because that helps us get new followers. And then it also helps huge on the recruiting front as well. So just, you know, if you can donate, we greatly appreciate it. But if you're not in a position to donate or purchase merchandise, just feel free to share our social media and let the community know that Michigan women's hockey is here and we're building. Got a lot of traction, a lot of momentum, and we're super excited to see where this program goes in the next 5 years.
Well, Jenna, I appreciate you taking the time here. Happy you're out of Instagram jail as well.
Yes.
All the best
yes,
this season, and we'll stay in touch.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.